Yes, Jessica from Habitat for Humanity. She is the manager, I believe.
That's correct.
Of the Restore in Habitat for Humanity, for Habitat Humanity here in Hudson. So I believe that tomorrow there's going to be an anniversary celebration.
Yes, tomorrow we're celebrating our second anniversary. And there's going to be a whole day of events, including drawings and live music. And Mr. Fix-It is going to be there from 10 until noon, answering free, giving out free home repair advice. And we're going to have demonstrations on how to make nifty things out of Restore products. We're going to have a cake cutting. Our cake has been prepared by a local 4-H group, Animal House 4-H from Columbia County. And we're also going to have live music performed by Abby Lappin is going to be performing starting afternoon. So,
yeah, that's incredible. So what purpose, what does the Restore like have? What's its what's like the purpose of it?
Well, Restore is a program of Habitat for Humanity, and not every Habitat affiliate has a Restore. Ours was opened 2 years ago by a very energetic group of people who were all involved in our local habitat, which is the Columbia County Habitat. What Restore does is we take donated building materials, large appliances, furniture, lighting, paint, all kinds of stuff that's home related, and we sell it. And the proceeds from those sales goes to building habitat houses here in Columbia County.
That's incredible. So I heard about this Columbia Street project. Can you describe what that is?
Yes, the Columbia Street campaign is, we're actually in the second phase of the Columbia Street campaign. We're currently building a pair of townhouses in the 200 block of Columbia Street. And the foundation is in, the exterior framing is done, the roof is on, went on this week, and we're going to be moving the work inside. We have need for volunteers. We're working every Saturday. The project should be finished in February at some point.
I see. And so now is the second phase. What do you hope for the future of that project?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I think we have phase one was a pair of townhouses that were built last year that are completed in the 300 block, I believe. Yeah, I think it's the 300 block. I'm not very good at addresses. And I'm not really sure what's in store for the future. We are hoping to continue building throughout Columbia County, and we're working on this right now, so.
Yes. And besides that, is there any other things that Habitat for Humanity does?
Well, one of the things that the Restore does is because we sell donated materials, we're able to sell things that are required for home repairs or for just having a reasonable home, you know, an affordable home. We can sell these things at affordable prices. So if you need to make home repairs, we hope that our prices make it a little bit easier to do that. It's one of the ways that we're able to support the community. Our affiliate is chartered to do work in Columbia County, but Columbia County and Greene County are very closely connected. We've got volunteers from both places. We've got volunteers from the surrounding area. We have customers from the surrounding areas and also donors from the surrounding areas. So it's the Restore is one of the ways that we can connect with the larger community. And by providing affordable materials and products, that's one way that we do it. But it's also an opportunity to have that sort of greater connection that's developed through volunteering and just getting to know people.
That's good.
I was going to ask real quick, how do you get the donations for the store? Or if you want to give out a number or something, if people have something to donate, why don't you tell them about things like that?
Thank you. Well, I'm actually going to take your question and go a little further, which is the other side, which is the volunteers. But for if you're interested in volunteering or making donations to the store, the number to call is 518-828-0892. You can also email restore@columbiacountyhabitat.org. That's for volunteering as well. The Restore is 5,000 plus square feet of retail space, and it's operated by less than one full-time employee. I'm a part-time employee, and then we also have another part-time employee. And we don't add up to one full-time position together. So most of the work is done by volunteers. We have volunteers who price things. We have volunteers who clean the store. We have volunteers who move the products around. We have volunteers who pick up the donations, the things that are too large for people to bring in. So we've got a tremendous need for volunteers, and we're tremendously grateful for our volunteers. And that, in fact, is a big part of what our celebration tomorrow is going to be about. In the middle of the day, we're going to be recognizing our volunteers who really make possible the running of this huge store, relatively speaking, for this area. And, you know, we're only open 2 days a week officially, but we wouldn't even be able to do that without the many volunteers that we have.
And is there anything else you want to say? Any other thoughts?
I hope that everybody who's listening comes to our anniversary celebration tomorrow. It's going to be lots of fun. And it'll be great to see you. And if you haven't been to Restore, I think you'll like what you see.
Tell us again the where Restore is.
Oh, yes, that's very important. We're at the intersection of Route 66 and 9H. The address is 829 Route 66. And if you're not exactly sure where that is, it's if you know where the Village Dodge is, it's the same driveway off of Route 66. So it's just north of the intersection. And we're going to have a big sign out tomorrow. And you'll see the party atmosphere, I hope.
All right. Well, I encourage everyone who is listening to this to go, because it'll certainly be an amazing event.
All right. And we have a track from Abby Lapin, who you said is playing tomorrow at the,
yes,
at the opening. What time is she playing?
She's going to be playing after the cake cutting and volunteer recognition at noon. So it'll be probably around 12:15.
All right, this is, I think, Soul Reasons is the name of this song from Abby Lapin. Tomorrow at the Restore on Route 66 and
9H.
And 9H, yes. Thank you, Jessica, right?
Yes.
For coming in. All right.
Thank you.
Steve on the window.